Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 71. It is the 4th July 2016 and I'm titling this one Teaching Children to Grow Their Own Food. So coming up today, I'm going to give you a few updates with what's been going on the plot, and then I just want to talk a little about teaching children on how to grow their own food. So more on that a bit later. But firstly, what's been going on? We'll start down the allotment. I was down there Sunday, and the first thing I think I should talk about, which is why this podcast is a bit late, well, I think it is anyway. I was down there quite a few hours. I've been down there a few weeks during the week. But I've been down there a few hours on Sunday, and it was quite a hot, sunny day. I'm sure most of you are aware. Although I took water down, I probably didn't drink enough. I got a bit too hot, although I didn't feel it at the time. I'd done a few hours work, came home, carried on, and so on and so on. Well, today I've been feeling like crap, which is why this podcast is late, and I think I was just heat exhausted. I think I've done too much in the sun, not enough water, and I do the same every year, so that's a lesson for me again. Stupid idiot, aren't I? Anyway, so yeah, as I said, I've been down a few times during the week down the allotment and just basically just watering and clearing a few weeds. A bit difficult because it has been quite wet as of late, although the last few days have been nice and sunny. On Sunday, most of the time, I spent about 2 hours just weeding, and that was clearing just the beds, really. So, I cleared those. I've added some canes for the tomato plants, and I've tied those in with some twine. And I prefer to use twine rather than those green metal ties, because the twine rots down in the compost heap. So, whereas the green metal ties, they get worn away, and they're crap, in my opinion. So yeah, I've tied in some of the tomatoes into canes. I've picked a few more peas, both the eating and the mushy peas. Looking really good actually, so things are going well there. In some of the onions, picked some of those. That basically the tops are bent over and crap, and gone away, and so I've picked those, and they're in the potting shed, just rotting, drying out back at home. The garlic bed, now you'll see this on the video when I get it published. I've actually harvested the first row of garlic, which was the early purple white that I saved seed from the year before. And that's the biggest bulb I've saved to do the same again and plant that. And that's looking really good, actually. It was planted in September, 27th of September. So, I got 100% germination, which I'm pleased about. Decent-looking size bulbs. I can't complain, really. And probably next week I'll harvest a second row. Now, again, I gave the garlic a bit of a wash-off in a tub of water. And then laid it out in the sun to dry, and then took it home and put it in the potting shed for a couple of days. And after a couple of days, I cut the roots off. And I've had a go at platting them, which I'm going to practice again, and then I'll probably do a video on how to plat them. And that's just making them attractive while hanging, really. You can do it with onions as well, if I'm honest. So, yeah. After that, I just gave everything a good water. I've added some more comfrey leaves into the compost, the plant food maker. Gave it a bit of an agitate and siphoned some off. Excuse me, that's my phone going off. I've then I've also then picked all the remaining cherries up, and thankfully, because I'd done that during the week, if I'm honest, all the remaining cherries I had that were ready, and the birds had got the rest, so we've got a few, but not enough. But the cherries were in quite a decent season, so I think next year I'll have to remember to net them, and hopefully they'll get better and better, those cherries. I've then started building a 70 by 70 centimetre bed in just in front of the others, and that again you'll see on the video. And this is just where either the Tabby or Loganbury is going to go, and there's going to be a row of these 70 by 70s I'm just sitting about building. I dug up a few more raspberry canes that are in places where I don't want them, and keeping them watered and stuff. Put them on, and hopefully I can try and sell those on, I think. Then we went into the raspberry canes and harvested quite a few raspberries that were ready. There's quite a few raspberries, getting a decent amount, red and the yellow and the orange ones. So, yeah, quite pleased with that. Getting a good couple of handfuls that'll keep us going during the week. In fact, when I put in that bed, I had to dig out a bramble cane because it was just taking over the place, and that was a bugger. Deep roots, and took a lot of hitting and with an axe almost to cut it out. Let's hope it doesn't grow back. So, yeah, that's what I did on Sunday down the allotment. It was quite a busy day, really. Quite a few hours spent down there. And now, let's go back to home. In the greenhouse, the tomatoes and everything are growing in there are just taking over. They've grown massive. There's quite a few fruits that are set. I'm just waiting for them to ripen. I've got to go in there and just tidy things up. You'll see that in the video, I guess. Following that, the tomatoes outside have started to flower, even though they're still quite small, but they're flowering. So these are the Crimson Crush ones, so we'll see how they get on. Now, when I let the chickens out for their run in the evening, they've had a tendency to squash and flatten and dig around the onions, so I've had to dig a load of those up because they're taking up space and I want to get things in there. So I've just dug those up and pot them in again in the potting shed to dry for now. Until I get probably the small ones, I'll probably pickle. But they've also been doing it around the sweet potatoes and the cucumelons, so they're in trouble for that. But it's also teaching me I've got to net these plants and stuff if they're to grow. They're going to dig them up. So a bit of a lesson for me on how to deal with chickens, I guess. In the potting shed, a lot of the seedlings I've been potting on and hardening off. So things are looking really good on that front. I'll be getting ready to plant some of those out soon. Actually getting planted and grown a bit late in the season, but I have to get it done now. In fact, when I was in a town today, I happened to see there was a market on, and some bloke there was selling a cucumber plant and a melon plant for 50p each, so I bought one each of those to go in the greenhouse. These are a lot bigger than what I've grown, so that I'm quite hopeful for them, and at 50p I didn't mind paying for that, even though it is late in the season. Okay, so that's there with the updates. As I say, this time of year things are cracking on and harvests are finally coming in. Teaching children to grow. Now, I've been toying with talking about this for a while because I saw a meme that on Facebook, and it'll be the featured image on this post. Basically saying, shouldn't children be taught how to grow food as part of their schooling? And I 100% agree with that, but I don't think it should be always up to the school to teach children things. So I'm going to get that bit of a disclaimer out now. And also, I don't have children, so you can probably tell me I don't know what I'm talking about because I haven't got children. But I was involved in my brothers and sisters bringing up. I was 13 when my brother was born, 15 when my sister was born. I wouldn't say been through it, but I've got a bit of experience there. And it is something I feel very passionately about, that children need to know where their food comes from. Not just where their food comes from, but what to do with it, how to cook it. And everything that I try and do at the Veg Grow podcast, from seed to plate. So, now what I know, many schools that I work in do try and encourage children to grow their own. They have classes, and they get their children interested. I've seen greenhouse, I've seen chickens in schools, so it definitely does happen. But it shouldn't stop there. When they're young, I think they children, if you give them a small plant to grow from seed, and they will take that on and they will do their best, and it's about allowing them and just giving them the chance to do it, and perhaps giving them their own area of the garden as well to do the same, and they can choose what food they want to grow. So if they want to grow, say, a tomato or a runner bean or something, I would give them the seed and the soil and say, right, there you go, do it. And of course, I would be on hand to help them and do it, but I would make sure that they're actually doing it within reason. But that's the first thing I would say, is find out what, get them interested by asking them what they would want to grow. Then let them grow it. And they tend to it, they water it under your guidance, but once they learn how to do it, they will just do it without being asked. Like many things, if they're really interested in it, they will just do it. And then once they grow the food, they need to be able to know how to use this food. So they would take the food into the kitchen and cook with it, again under parental guidance, of course. And that will then teach them cooking, which is quite an important bit. And I do feel there's many people that don't know how to cook this day and age, or don't think they know how to cook, I should say. So, what would this achieve? Well, these things are like these sort of lessons, I guess, are teaching them many subjects without even realizing it. Biology, i.e., how a plant grows and the roots and all that sort of malarkey, they're going to learn a bit of that. Chemistry, how, you know, water's a chemical, H2O, plant food, and so on and so on. They're going to learn where food actually comes from, what a farmer does, and the true value of food, how much work goes into getting that tomato to the plate. Cooking, home economics, how to fend for themselves, which is probably one of the most important things you can do to a child, I believe, is teach them how to stand on their own two feet. And with cooking, you learn things like mathematics and algebra and stuff, because you've got to weigh the measurements out and add them to this and that and so on. So you've got mathematics. All in all, there's quite a lot of lessons within this one particular field that I genuinely believe children should be just doing. As I say, it's probably easy for me to sit here and say that, but I do firmly believe this, and if we ever have children, that would be something that I would be very adamant that I would be teaching them. Once they get to the teenager stage, and they probably lose interest, but you never know. Some teenagers will lose interest, but then they can come back to it. By that point, they're ready to make their own mind up anyway, so you kind of have to flow with it. But at least if they've had that early start and the early lessons, they've got the knowledge there, even if they can't always pull back on it. Okay, so sorry for being a bit political there, but it's been bothering me for a while, that one, and I just had to get it out the way. So yeah, that's it. So let's wrap up for this week. Again, apologies for it's being late. We'll put it down to heat exhaustion. There'll be a video released in the next few days, hopefully, and I'm going to be doing a trying to get a video going every week sort of thing. The members competition is still running. Please do go online and check it out and sign up to be a member. And that is to win 10 saffron bulbs. And I said there was going to be one on for podcast listeners. And for that, you can win 5 saffron bulbs. And I'm going to run this competition now. The final date of entry is the 1st of August. And yeah, and it's open to anybody in the UK just because of postage. So to win, all you got to do is comment on the show notes, or you can email me if you wish, an answer to this following question. In August, I'm going to a chili festival, Chili Fiesta. I go most years. Where is it held? The name, and all I want is the name of the house, the site, or the gardens that it's held at. As I say, it's in August. I do talk about this, so if you've listened before, you'll know what I'm talking about. And that opens you up for the possibility of winning 5 saffron bulbs, and they will be sent out to you in the beginning of August. And as I say, yeah, you can enter as many times as you like. The only condition is you must live in the UK. And my decision is final, as I am the judge. Okay. Well, that's that done for today. So I will wrap up now. Do go visit the website, veggrowpodcast.co.uk. I've also recently made a Facebook group. So if you're interested in that, it's open to members. So please open just on Facebook. Just go and tap it in on Facebook, the Veg Grower Podcast, and it should come up with it. So thanks for listening. Next week, I'm going to talk about how this year is progressing as a bit of a summer roundup. So thank you and goodbye.